Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
As organizations define their digital transformation strategies, they have a lot of different technologies to choose from. Today, I want to talk about the top 10 types of digital transformation technologies that you should consider for your organization. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And when we're helping clients define their digital strategies and their roadmaps for the next 3 or 5 or 10 years, the question often comes up, what kind of technology should we be looking at? Are we looking simply at simple enterprise technology? Are we looking at CRM systems or HCM or blockchain, artificial intelligence? There's a lot to think about as we define our digital transformation strategies. So today I want to talk about the top 10 things that you should be considering as part of your digital transformation journey. And one of the things that you should keep in mind as you consider this top 10 list is that every organization has different priorities and needs, so your top 10 list may look a little bit differently depending on your priorities. But regardless, these are the 10 most common, most popular types of technology that can enable a digital transformation. One of the first technologies that most organizations ever deploy in their organizations is finance and accounting software. And this could be something as simple as QuickBooks or, in some cases, simpler financial systems or even spreadsheets in some cases. But for the most part, when organizations are first starting out and as they continue to grow and scale, finance and accounting is one of the first things that they find that they need to automate. Now, over time, many organizations find that finance and accounting software isn't enough or that they want to integrate their finance and accounting processes with other non-finance and accounting related processes. And that's where some of the other technologies in our top 10 list can come in handy. But if you're a small and mid-sized organization, chances are, if you don't already have a finance and accounting system, that's probably an area that you'd want to automate early on. Another common technology as part of successful digital transformations is human capital management. So organizations that are labor intensive, that have grown their employee headcounts, and that really want to manage their human capital as an asset and as something that can be a differentiator for them and something that'll help automate HR business processes, those types of organizations are going to benefit from human capital management. Now, there's a lot of different HR technologies like human capital management out in the marketplace. You have Workday, you have Oracle Talent Management, SuccessFactors, Kronos, UltiPro, a lot of different HCM vendors that provide automation of everything from the initial recruiting and hiring process all the way through benefits and payroll, performance management, and ultimately the departure of employees as they leave the organization. So these are all processes that historically have been very manual or have been very dependent on an HR department, but human capital management technology can not only automate those processes and make them more efficient, but also ensure that organizations are treating their human capital management as an asset and something that can be a competitive advantage. A third common technology that we see, especially for sales-driven organizations, is customer relationship management or CRM software. Now, this type of software is what enables a sales team to track their pipeline and prospective clients that they're selling to. And it allows the organization to see across the sales organization and across the sales team what's being sold, what's not being sold, what we're doing well, what we're not doing well, and ultimately helping drive processes and performance that can increase revenue and help us sell more business. In addition to helping automate the sales pipeline, CRM software can also integrate with other parts of the business that allow sales reps to be able to provide more accurate estimates or bids or quotes, which can be especially powerful if you're a construction company or a project management intensive type of company where every solution or every service you sell is very specific or custom to a customer. So CRM software, when combined with data from other parts of the business, can actually help your sales team provide better quotes and automate the overall sales process. Another technology that's becoming increasingly popular in today's day and age is supply chain management, or SCM software. Now, supply chain management is a software that enables organizations to track their supply chains, to track where inventory resides for raw materials, and ultimately getting the raw materials to the factory to make whatever the finished good is, and then ultimately getting the finished goods to either your warehouse or directly to customers. And whatever your supply chain looks like, there's software out there that can automate those processes to ensure that you're able to track your supply chain globally, especially as organizations struggle with how to manage a global supply chain, how to manage today's post-COVID environment where a lot of supply chains have been disrupted. So supply chain management has become increasingly popular, and there's a lot of very good products out there that specialize in supply chain management. So products like JDA or Manhattan Associates, even some traditional ERP vendors like Oracle, for example, provide very strong supply chain management capabilities. So whatever specific technology you might be looking at, it's important to at least consider supply chain management for your digital transformation. Another emerging technology that's becoming more and more popular is business intelligence. And the reason business intelligence has become so popular is because so many organizations have systems that they've had in place for a long time. They've accumulated data over time about sales transactions and trends and things that have happened over time. And so what business intelligence does is it takes that data and takes raw data into something that's actionable and actual information. So a better way to think about it is thinking about reports. So reports that tell me what the trends are, what the historic trends are, and also what the potential forward-looking trends are in my organization so I can make better decisions and make real-time decisions. And so what ends up happening is a lot of times companies will put in other technologies to automate different parts of the business, but they still can't see the metrics and the operational data that they need to see to be able to make informed decisions. So business intelligence is a way to capture data throughout your operations and present it in a way that's more understandable via dashboards or traditional reports.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another very common technology is enterprise resource planning, or ERP software. And this is one of the more common systems in our top 10 list. And a lot of times organizations will use ERP as sort of a catch-all technology to capture a lot of the things we've already talked about so far in this discussion. So for example, many ERP systems will handle supply chain and business intelligence and CRM and HCM and financial and accounting systems, a lot of the stuff we've talked about already. But in addition, ERP can provide other capabilities outside the areas we've talked about. And more importantly, ERP is a way for an organization to migrate to one single system that does all of those things that we've talked about. So while some organizations might go out and implement specific CRM systems and then maybe a different HCM system, a different finance and accounting system, some organizations will use ERP as a way to have one single system do everything. So you have one common look and feel, one common database, one common system that's being used across the organization. So the problem with ERP systems is that ERP is by definition trying to be everything to everyone within an organization. And it simply can't be everything to everyone. It simply can't do everything that you could possibly need in a system. So what you're gaining in terms of having simplicity with one system, one common database, the trade-off is you're not going to probably get the functional fit that you're looking for in every part of your business. But if you can get pretty close, many organizations find that it's worth that trade-off. For a lot of product-based companies or innovative-based companies, product lifecycle management can be something that can be a very powerful technology to help track the development and the whole life cycle of developing new products. So for organizations that are very engineering intensive, they're very innovative, they're constantly developing new products, PLM systems can help track and maintain all that data in one central place so that your engineering team, your product development team, and everyone can be using the same collaborative tool to track that sort of thing. When implemented appropriately, PLM can also be used to tie into other parts of your business. So ideally, when you develop a new product within your PLM system, once you approve a product and you go to market with that product, ultimately you take that data and you use that to set up your new products in an ERP system or any other sort of technology you might be using to manage the rest of your operations. So product lifecycle management or PLM systems are something that's very common, especially for those sorts of forward-thinking and product-based organizations. Now, with the advent of all these different types of technologies we've talked about so far today, a lot of people overlook or dismiss the whole concept of creating some sort of custom technology for organizations. A lot of people in the enterprise technology space will simply dismiss custom technology because there are so many commercial off-the-shelf options out there. But as I mentioned before, no off-the-shelf software is going to be able to do everything you need it to do. So for larger organizations, and especially more complex or different organizations that have unique competitive advantages, some may find that developing some sort of custom solution can be a good augmentation of some of the commercial off-the-shelf software that we've talked about here today. Now, chances are you probably don't need to go out and develop technology from the ground up to automate your entire business. Chances are you can probably, at the very least, find commercial off-the-shelf software to fill specific niches or specific needs within your business. But custom development or custom software can be used to fill in some of the gaps, identifying some of the weaknesses of that commercial off-the-shelf software or filling in gaps of certain processes that maybe there is no off-the-shelf technology available for that specific function. And one thing you have to be careful of is you don't want to necessarily recreate the wheel if you don't need to, but if you do have specific parts of your business that are very different, they're key sources of competitive advantage, it constitutes your secret sauce as an organization, it's why you're winning business against your competitors, those are candidates for either custom developed software, or the other option is you could take some of the off-the-shelf technology that we've talked about and make selective customization to that software to fit your business. But regardless of which approach you take, at least considering custom development software is one option that you have in your arsenal as you define your digital transformation strategy. Another thing that organizations tend to forget about oftentimes is they'll focus on the back-end technologies, all the things we've talked about here today that automates your finance, your HR, your CRM, all that stuff on the back end, but then they don't think about how can we extend that capability or extend that functionality out to mobile devices and make it more user-friendly either for our employees and or our customers. So one thing that organizations should be thinking about is how can we develop mobile applications that allow us to extend the footprint of the core back office functionality that we might be implementing in other technologies. Now, some technologies like ERP systems, for example, will have mobile development capabilities to where the product is available for use on mobile applications. In other cases, it might be that you need to write some sort of mobile application to draw from the data in those back-end systems. Or it could be that you don't necessarily want to give someone access to your ERP system, customers, for example, but you may want to give them access to select data and select processes within the ERP system, in which case you could develop a mobile application to help them access data and do more of a self-serve type of process. So those are some of the ways that mobile applications can be used to automate your business, but regardless, it's something to consider as part of your digital transformation strategy. Customer service technology is another technology that you may consider for your organization. And this is especially true if you run a help desk or a customer service center that's fairly large. Having customer service technology to help automate that process and to really track customer touch points with your business can be extremely powerful. For example, ServiceNow is a common customer service type of software that can be used either for external customers that are calling into a help desk or a help center and a customer service center, or it could even be used internally too for your IT department, for example. So if someone's calling into your IT department and they're opening a help ticket, they could use a product like ServiceNow to help track those sorts of things. So whether you're talking about internal customers or external customers, customer service software can be a good way to automate those processes and help you track the volumes of data that go along with that. Now, there are a lot of technologies we haven't talked about so far, and I want to at least mention those and mention how it relates back to the 10 things we have talked about. So when you think about some of the emerging technologies in the marketplace today, like artificial intelligence or machine learning or robotics, predictive analytics, a lot of those technologies are getting a lot of attention and creating a lot of buzz lately. And the reason we haven't called those technologies out separately are because the 10 technologies we have talked about tend to incorporate those types of technologies in their offerings. So for example, artificial intelligence is being used by many ERP and CRM and HCM vendors to automate some of the processes and to create more of a artificial intelligence learning environment in an automated way. Same with machine learning and predictive analytics and some of the other things we've talked about. Some of the other technologies we haven't talked about may be very industry specific. So there's things like robotics or Industry 4.0 that are very specific to manufacturers, and they may be very good technologies, and they may actually be in the top 10 or 5 or top 3 for you if you're in the manufacturing space. So in addition to the technologies we've talked about today, it's also important to look at technologies that may be specific to your industry and specific to your business operations. Now finally, I've talked a lot about different types of technologies, and I've made passing references to specific software vendors. So you may be asking, if I'm interested in any of these technologies, who are some of the major vendors or some of the major players that I should reach out to? So for that information, I would encourage you to download our annual digital transformation report, which I've included a link to below, which not only captures the top vendors in a bunch of different types of technologies, and that's an independent ranking that our company provides based on our experience and research, but it also includes best practices on how to deploy the technology, how to define the best strategy for your organization, how to select the right software, how to implement it. So all those best practices and top 10 rankings are included in this annual report. So I highly encourage you to check out that PDF download via the link below. So I hope you found this information useful, and I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.